prepping for this deep dive, I have to say, I was really intrigued by this article we have, Five Ways to Become a More Sensual, Seductive, and Confident Woman. And it's not even just the title, although, I mean, come on, it grabs you, right?
It does.
But it's the approach to confidence. Like, it's
Yes.
from this whole other angle.
Yeah.
It's not all the like mindset stuff, affirmations, all that.
Right.
It's about how we like embody confidence physically, which I'd never thought of that way.
And that's what makes it so clever. You know, it's taking these things we often see as totally separate, right?
Okay. Right.
Body image, sensuality, even self-care. But it shows how intertwined they actually are, because how we feel in our bodies, that affects not just like our own confidence level, but how you're presenting to the world, you know?
Absolutely. And one thing that jumped out at me, I mean, we've all heard this a million times, right?
What's that?
Posture.
Oh, yeah.
Shoulders back, head up.
Right.
But the article's argument is that this, like, impacts first impressions even more than what we say.
Interesting.
Which, have you ever, like, I'm going to be honest, I've caught myself totally judging someone
Oh, absolutely.
based on how they're standing alone.
It's almost instinctual, isn't it?
It is.
And there's actually a scientific basis for that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, body language studies they've found were basically hardwired to read posture as this sign of confidence, like subconsciously.
Wow.
So slouching, that often signals insecurity, even if you don't mean it to,
Huh.
but standing tall, even if you're faking it, that can trigger a mental shift.
It's like the fake it till you make it, but it's
Ew.
physical.
Exactly. It's grounded in real change.
Wow. It's like our bodies are telling this whole story we don't even
I did
realize.
wrong. Yeah.
The article even mentioned high heels,
Okay.
and not in a like societal pressure way, but literally the act of adjusting your posture to walk in them can boost your confidence.
Makes sense.
'Cause you have to, right?
Exactly. It's subtle, but it proves the point,
Yeah.
how our physical self affects the mental.
Totally.
And that leads into the next point, which I'll admit I was skeptical.
Oh, yeah.
Dancing to boost self-love.
Okay.
Now, I love to dance, don't get me wrong.
Right.
But is there really something to specific styles of dance? Like they mentioned belly dance, even hip hop?
I was wondering the same thing because it
Yeah.
sounds kind of cliche at first,
It
Like, oh,
does.
dancing will make me feel good, but
Right, we've all heard that.
They made this connection I thought was interesting between feminine movements and like reclaiming your body.
See, and that's the key.
Okay.
It's not about being sexy for someone else.
Right.
It's reclaiming your own way of moving.
Yeah.
Think about it. How often, especially for women, are there these unspoken rules how we should hold ourselves, move?
Oh, yeah, totally.
But these feminine dance forms, they emphasize fluidity. They celebrate body parts we're often told to, like minimize
Like what?
hips, the torso, that kind of thing.
Makes sense.
So it's about what feels good to you to move that way, your own terms.
I love that.
It's powerful stuff.
It is, but the article doesn't shy away from, the harder stuff either.
No, they get real.
They get real about body image. And there was this one reader's comment that really stuck with me. She was talking about her postpartum body
Oh, yeah.
and how much she was struggling. And it's so common.
It really is.
But we just don't talk about it.
No, not enough.
And what I liked was their suggestion was to appreciate your body for what it can do,
Okay.
like walking, creating life, rather than this whole love your flaws.
It's a total reframe, isn't it?
It is.
Instead of looking for validation outside from like whatever society says is beautiful now.
Right, because that changes all the time anyway.
Exactly. It's about your body's inherent worth.
Yes.
The article actually uses the word temple to describe it, which I thought was
Me
powerful.
too. I was like, temple? That's a good one.
It makes you think of reverence.
Totally, like respect, which we lose sight of.
Especially when we're bombarded with images saying we're not enough, you know?
Oh, constantly.
So to reframe it like that, judgment to appreciation, that can be so helpful for people who feel disconnected.
And not just from like societal stuff, but past trauma, even just life changes, childbirth, all that could do it.
Absolutely. It's recognizing what your body is capable of, regardless of how it
It's
looks.
like we forget to even like thank our bodies sometimes,
We take it for granted, for sure.
Totally.
Yeah.
Which that actually makes me think about another point from the article about self-care,
Okay.
which again, buzzword, right?
Totally.
But they brought it back down to earth.
How so?
This analogy, it was so smart. They compared it to, like, if you had a partner who said, I love you,
Okay.
but never actually did anything affectionate.
Oh, I see. I like that.
Right. So it's like, Self-care is the action.
It's putting in the effort.
Yes. Not just, oh, I had a bubble bath. Tick that off my to-do list.
Right. It's got to be mindful.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. There was a part about using quality products, and I thought that was interesting, not in a consumerist way.
Right, right.
But, like, our bodies deserve that.
Of course. Like, you do choose good food to nourish yourself.
Yes. It's that same idea.
Internal, external, it's all connected.
And it all comes back to it's not selfish.
Not at all.
It's essential.
Totally.
Which, speaking of essential, this brings us to their last suggestion. And it's maybe the most, out there one.
Oh.
Sleeping nude.
Okay.
As a confidence booster.
Now, I know that might sound a little out there at first glance.
I know, right?
But when you think about it, it's actually quite fascinating.
Tell me more.
Well, there's this whole body of research on vulnerability.
Okay.
And studies have shown that people who are comfortable being naked tend to be more self-accepting.
Interesting.
Less hung up on all the, you know, societal beauty standards.
Because it's just you and you, right?
Exactly. It's this private act, no judgment.
So it's like reclaiming your body in your own space.
Precisely.
And like the article even suggested starting small, like ditch the PJs for just underwear first.
Yeah, ease into it.
Makes sense, like any new habit.
Absolutely.
And it's funny, as you're talking about this, I'm thinking back to those comments, the women who are feeling so disconnected.
Especially after having kids, that came up a lot.
Yes, like they'd lost that sense of sensuality, you know.
It's really common, unfortunately.
It is. And it just shows how much these big life changes, or even just the pressures of like being a woman.
Oh, yeah. It all takes a toll.
It can really mess with your self-image.
No doubt.
And that's where I think this article is kind of brilliant.
What do you mean?
It's not just do these five things and you'll be magically confident.
Right. It's deeper than that.
It's about changing how you see yourself and your body. Fundamentally,
it's about reclaiming those parts of ourselves that we've been taught to, I don't know, hide away or be ashamed of.
And realizing that sensuality, confidence, it's not something someone gives you.
It has to come from within.
Exactly.
And that's why I think this mind-body connection is so powerful.
It's not just feeling good, though. That's important.
Of course, of course.
But it's how, that changes how you interact with the world. You know,
when
you feel good, it shows.
Absolutely. It affects everything.
How you walk. Talk, who you even let near you, all of it.
And it starts with that connection to your own body.
Honoring it, yeah.
Embracing it, the good, the bad, all of it.
It's funny, we talk about confidence as this, like, mental state.
Right, in your head.
But this article showed how much it's external, too.
Oh, so.
How we present ourselves, literally. Clothes, movement, even posture. It's all saying something.
It's true, we're always communicating, whether we realize it or not.
So it's like, we have this power to choose what that message is.
Exactly. And it's not about being perfect. It's about finding what feels authentic to you.
And that's going to be different for everybody, right?
Of course.
Like, not everyone's going to go out and take up belly dancing after this.
Though I wouldn't be opposed.
Right. But maybe it sparks something.
Exactly. Maybe it's a new dance class or just letting yourself move more freely at home. Whatever feels good.
It's giving yourself permission again.
To rediscover those parts of yourself you thought you'd lost.
Exactly. And that makes me wonder, though, because, you know, it's easy to say all this.
Sure.
But what about when those voices pop up?
The self-doubt. Oh, we all have it.
That voice, it's like, oh, who are you kidding? You're not sexy, confident, any of that.
It's a constant battle, isn't it?
It is. How do you quiet that down?
Honestly, I'm not sure we ever fully do.
Oh, no.
But we can choose not to give it so much power.
Okay.
The more we focus on that inner foundation, the self-love, the acceptance,
yeah,
the quieter those other voices get.
So it's like building a muscle, almost. Yeah.
Exactly. Every time you challenge a negative thought, every time you move your body in a way that feels good, you're strengthening that muscle.
And eventually, it gets easier.
It does. It really does.
So it's like you're creating this, I don't know, reservoir of confidence you can tap into.
Exactly. And it's a process. Some days are harder than others. That's normal.
But you got to keep showing up for yourself.
Even when you don't feel like it, especially then.
Because at the end of the day, this whole embracing our sensuality, our confidence.
It's not just about how we look.
It's how we feel about ourselves.
And how we move through the world.
With that sense of, I don't know, like ownership over who you are.
Absolutely. Recognizing your worth.
Yes. Embracing your body, all of it.
And moving through the world with joy, with authenticity.
And that, my friend, is a journey I think we can all get behind. It's like how we dress, how we move, even our posture.
Mm-hmm.
It's all saying something, even if we don't realize it.
We're always sending a message, yeah.
So we get to choose what that is, which is kind of cool when you think about it.
It is, and it's not about being perfect by any means, because whose standards are we even talking about, right?
Right, like, oh, I have to achieve this perfect version before I can be confident.
Exactly. It's about what feels authentic to you in this moment.
Which is going to be different for everyone, which is fine.
Of course. That's the beauty of it.
Like, I'm not sure everyone's going to rush to a belly dancing class after this.
No, I'd be down. Sounds fun.
Right. But maybe it's the spark.
Exactly.
Maybe it's like you try a new workout class. Mm-hmm. Or even just like at home, you just allow yourself to move more.
Just feel it out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Without judgment, because that's the thing, right?
It's so easy to judge ourselves.
It is. And I'm curious, because we talk about all this, but what about when that voice pops up, the self-doubt?
Oh, it always does.
The one that's like, who are you kidding with this? You're not sexy. You're not confident.
You have to laugh at it sometimes, you know?
You do. But like, seriously, how do you quiet that down?
It's a constant practice, isn't it?
It is.
And I'm not sure it ever fully goes away, honestly.
Oh, no, for real.
But we can get better at not giving it so much power.
Okay, so how do we do that?
The more we focus on that inner foundation, the self-love, accepting ourselves where we're at.
Yeah, all comes back to that, huh?
It really does, because the stronger that gets,
yeah,
the quieter those other voices become.
So it's like building a muscle, almost.
Yeah.
You're saying it takes time.
It does. Like any muscle, you got to work it out consistently.
And each time you challenge that negative thought, each time you move your body in a way that feels good, you're strengthening it.
And it does get easier, I promise you.
You're saying there's hope.
Oh, tons of hope. But it's a process, you know. Some days are harder. You just got to be kind to yourself.
Give yourself grace like you would a friend going through it.
Exactly. Maybe even more so, right?
Right. Because at the end of the day, this whole thing, embracing our sensuality, building our confidence, mm-hmm. it's not just about looking a certain way.
No, it's about how we feel on the inside.
And how that changes how we move through the world.
It changes everything.
It's like this sense of, I don't know, ownership, you know, like this is me, take it or leave it.
That's it. Recognizing your inherent worth.
Yes. Embracing your body, the good, the bad.
And then moving through the world with that energy, with joy, with authenticity.
And that, my friend, is a journey I'm here for.
Me too, 100%.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave everyone with this question and think about it, you know, really let it sink in.
Okay, I'm listening.
What's one small step you can take today, right now, to embrace your own version of confidence? Not anyone else's, yours.
I love that.
Because the world needs that, you know, mm-hmm. your light, your power, all of it.
Beautifully said.
So on that note, we'll leave you to ponder that.
Until next time.
Stay curious, stay confident, and keep diving deep, everybody.